The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with our Medellin friend, Jared Robinson. This guy is probably my favorite. Like if you've ever, you know, been young and dumb and raced cars and you see the car that looks like a big, you know, piece of junk, but then it blows you away and just like is super fast. That would be Jared. You look at him, you're like, this guy, I would look, this guy, does he even have a house? It's like, yeah, I think so. I don't know. I've not seen it. But when you start talking, like, holy crap, the outside doesn't match the inside. So there's my complisalt, Jared, to you. Welcome to the podcast, friend.
Thank you. I think that one hurt deeper than anything ever said before.
Ouch. Oh, no. That wasn't my intent. Oh, no. Jared's such a sweet man. All right. Let me try again. All right. Now I'm going to be honest. You are probably one of my favorite people, Jared.
Great.
For two reasons. One, he always says the opposite. Not always. Often he says the opposite of what I'm thinking and I need to hear it. And two, I've got a pretty, I think, effective way at looking at marketing and client attraction. But Jared's is different. And he's the one that spends all the money for our company. So this is the one we go with. And I'm pretty good at this. So anyway, the thing I was hoping to talk with Jared about today, other than making him feel bad about life, which is not, you know, that's a bonus certainly, but not the intent.
No, Mike, here's the reason. I know that I'm smart, but I also know that I'm ugly. So the fact that you know that I'm smart and ugly just solidifies it.
Okay. And then of course, sharing with the world. And by the way, all right, if we're going to go there, Jared, I find actually Jared to be a good looking man. He's just doing the least with what he has. Like he's okay, like Brad Pitt, not that he's Brad Pitt good looking, let's be clear, but you know, Brad Pitt's got the beard and like, he's so good looking. You have to try. I don't know if Jared's quite there yet.
I'm like a watered down version of that.
Well, you just do. Yeah. You don't do the most with what you've got. Like you could be super good looking, but you just look homeless. So it's not bad or good looking. It's just like the, is this the guy I would trust? And same with people hear me speak, like this idiot, he didn't even know how to work Zoom. Like why would I listen to me? So I get it. Like I've got kind of the mouth diarrhea version of, should I listen to this guy, of what Jared looks like with, you know, the long hair everywhere. All right. So now that we've completely built up, torn down, built up, whatever it feels like, Jared, let's get into some of the cools. And by the way, feel free to join us on YouTube. If you're on the podcast going, I'm enjoying none of this. I can't see either of you idiots. So there you go. All right. The thing I want to talk about with Jared, because not only does he do the vast majority, if not all of our online spending, he gets to interact with our clients quite a bit. So I want to talk about the five, and my least favorite thing to hear is I tried Facebook and it doesn't work. What that almost always means is I don't know how marketing works. And I did my poor marketing in fill in the blank, Facebook, direct mail, Google ads, Yelp, whatever. And I got bad results and I'm going to blame the messenger, not the message. So let's turn it over to you, Jared. What do you see the biggest things that our people pay lots of money for you to tell them they're doing wrong? Let's just tell people how not to do that now.
Great. Yeah, I would say one of a common practice is that someone decides one day that they want clients. And so they say, well, what do I need to do? I guess I'll post an ad. I guess I'll do, okay, well, I'm not going to buy a billboard. I'm not going to be on commercials. What's the most cost-effective way? I think I can do Facebook. So they create a Facebook page and they boost their ad from their Facebook page and they are scared to spend. So they say, well, I'm going to spend $5 or $10 or something like this. And then they wait to see if their phone rings. So they sit there holding their phone. Any second now, my Facebook leads are going to come rolling in. And so when that $10 spent, they kind of feel like Facebook or Mark Zuckerberg, whoever you want to point your finger at, has stolen money from them. And so now they got a bad taste in their mouth. They're like, wait, I gave you $10 for leads. You gave me nothing in return. And at this point, I'm over this. I'm mad. I'm upset. And I need to pivot what I'm doing. And so I would say that is usually the number one, when our clients kind of come, that's the experience that they had. They said, I've given money to Facebook before and it didn't work. And so the idea of what we normally do when someone's in that situation is that we kind of like lay out some things that they could be doing to make sure that money is going as far as possible for them. Do you want me to just jump into those things?
Well, let's go with the things that went wrong. So, you, and I'll give you my opinion. I would love to hear your thoughts. So you said a couple things. I'm like, yeah, I'm tracking with you there. Like the problem is these aren't all bad thoughts and they're not all good thoughts. So they're like incomplete thoughts. So the first thing Jared says, I don't want to do a billboard. I would agree. I think billboards, not the first top 10 I would do. I want to do Facebook because it's cheap to get started. Agreed. I think that's the truth. And for me, I would be like, and I can target my market and I can test messages pretty cheap. So I think all that I would agree is true. And Jared said most of it. And I think some of you guys feel that way. The things that I would see is like, since the topic is, hey, what are we doing wrong? The things I would say is I'm afraid to spend. So I spend $5 or $10. And again, people, I'm not saying we get lots of people spend $100 or $1,000. So, you know, God forbid, don't spend more than, you know, $300, $400, $500 without any results, but certainly be willing to spend more than $12. So I'm afraid to spend, which actually, believe it or not, I actually agree with that. But the comma, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So I don't want to waste a bunch of money. Agreed. Well, then don't spend any. Either figure out what you're doing and let's spend some real money, or let's not. That's the worst of both worlds. I don't know what I'm doing, so I'll just spend a little. It's like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing, so I don't want to waste a lot of money. I'll waste a little. No. Let's either know what we're doing and invest money that's going to get a return at whatever level we can, or let's just skip it. So I guess I'm of two minds of the spending, not spending enough money when you don't know what you're doing. Good call. Knowing what you're doing and not spending enough money to see if it's working or not. Bad call. So I guess that really is kind of the why. The last big thing I heard in terms of quickest ways to make sure your Facebook doesn't work, and this is so typical, is I put up an ad, I boosted it. I'll let Jared talk about his thoughts on boosting. But I just put up an ad, one ad, not several ads. I just boosted a post, didn't talk about the call to action, didn't talk about the copy, didn't talk about who the hell's going to see the ad. I'm just going to throw money at it and wait for my phone to ring. And then I'm shocked when it doesn't ring. So there's probably seven things within that of why that won't work. I would love your feedback on the half a dozen or dozen reasons, but boosting an ad and waiting for your phone to ring is not even 20% of the way there, in my opinion.
All right. Yeah. So there's two errors in that. One is kind of the, when we put on our marketing caps, why that doesn't work. And then there's just a technical side of why that doesn't work. So let's start with the technical side. Technical side is boosting a post from your page is not the most, you are given a small percentage of what you can actually target when it comes to Facebook. The boost really is what it's built for, is to help those who already like your page get exposed to it. They then added, hey, do you want people who like similar pages to also see this? And you're like, oh yeah, for sure. So you can see that, I mean, the ideal customer is not necessarily someone who's liking a bunch of cleaning pages. The ideal customer that you're looking for is going to be, have certain, and this is where we put on more of our marketing cap, is going to have certain qualities about them. They're going to have certain characteristics. And if your messaging is correct and you're niching into a specific person, you're going to want to offer that person who you're niching to an offer, something that they that they're interested in. And so the idea of that is that when you, now let's put back on our technical hat, when we go use the Facebook's proper, it's called Business Ads Manager. And so if you just Google that, you click the first thing on Google and you're in it. There you are. From there, you're now given way more options, way more targeting that can take place in there. And then from there, now you flip on your marketing cap. And the idea is, now, who do I want to target? Who's most likely to be interested in what I have to offer? Because the idea is, if we're just saying, I'm going to boost to people who like pages similar to mine, and my call to action is just like, hey, get a free quote or check me out today, then you're just hoping that someone got on Facebook today and said, you know what I really, really hope I see is a cleaning ad. Oh man, I'm just going to keep scrolling until I see one, because that's the only person.
I'm not going to Google it. I'm not going to Google it. I'm just going to go to social. Like, that's insane. So let me give you, and I love talking with Jared because the technical part is all Jared. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to that, but I love having the marketing, because he talks to clients at different spaces than I do. So I can tell you what that might sound like or look like for y'all listening before we get into Jared. It might sound like and look like, I just want to get my name out there. I just want to get known. I want people to know me. I want branding, because we hear these are good things. And if you're Coca-Cola and you spend $100 million a year on getting people to buy your 99-cent drink worldwide, that can be a good marketing strategy. If you're a cleaning company and your revenue's under 10 million a year, I don't know that branding is really going to help.
Right. Mike, if I could jump in really quick, because I'm a marketer, I talk to and I'm in I rub shoulders with a lot of different people. And one of a quote that we don't like, that we hear often, is like, oh, I really like Apple's style of advertising. Oh. I really like what they're doing there. I really like that. And then you go, just Google how much Apple spends in advertising. It's in the billions, billions. So if you like their style, go get billions and it'll be an effective way for you to work. But well, that's just not what works in for even if, incoming.
Even if you had, but you can't even billions won't get you there. Go get billions of dollars to spend, comma, and find a product that is universally wanted. Like everybody can, who's your target market when you're trying to sell a laptop, an iPad, an iPhone, or iWatch, or wireless earbuds, everybody on the planet. So you can, when you're like, I would like to offer cleaning services to the Northeast United States, but like you can't, the billions won't even do it. Like it's just a waste. So we've got to get off of the, I got to get my name out there. I want people to know me. No, you don't. You want the right people who are looking for the solution that you offer to understand who you are and how you can benefit them. That's wildly different. So the foundation mistake or problem is, I just want to get my name out there. The manifestation, how that'll show up, that's how it showed up with me. By the time you get to Jared, that would look like, I just want to boost my post so people that like cleaning will know me. So if you're looking for an ego, then do that, right? Mm-hmm. Get a million Instagram followers and do that. But, you know, I share all the time, our podcast has only got maybe a million views, and you can, there's videos that were out for a day with a kitten, you know, fighting a raccoon that have got a million views. Jared's like laughing. He's like, I've seen that video. It's a good video. Yeah. And they made $163 off of it in ad revenue. Mm. Our very targeted, very tiny, we've made millions of dollars. Same with you. You've got to be targeted and tiny. So first and foremost, get away from, I just want people to know me, to, I understand who the heck I serve. I understand how, what difference I make in their life. And that's the message I'm going to get to those people, as opposed to just, hey, people that like cleaning, I'm Mike's Cleaning and I'm awesome. Like if you hate money, that's a great way to go. All right. Keep the party going, Bubba.
Cool. So I would say the next kind of error that kind of follows that mindset, or just our boosting side, is that the only thing we're looking at is if our phone rings. Now, you could have a successful ad that doesn't make your phone ring. That is complete. In fact, it's extremely common that the ad itself is doing what it's supposed to do. However, the journey that customer is going through, there's a log in the way. So they're walking down this path that you've led them down, and there's a big boulder that stands in their way. And what happens is, a lot of times they hit that boulder and it deters them away from where you want them to go. And we assume it was the ad level. We assume something was wrong at the beginning part of the trail. So then we turn off our ads and we stop everything that we're doing because, heaven's sakes, my phone's not ringing. And that isn't correct at all. So one of the things that we do when people come in is we make sure that their tracking is done correctly and that they understand KPIs. What's important to them along each step of the journey? So are people coming to the path? Are they beginning the journey? Is at any point, are they hitting a boulder and deterring where we need them to go? And sometimes just those small tweaks can just, it's like a hose that gets kinked up. You don't need to turn the whole water off. You just need to unkink that part of the hose and the water will flow through it. And so that is usually with people who are starting to get advertising, it's not necessarily your ad that can always be the issue. It's that journey that's connected to it.
And let me give the other side of that, because people make mistakes on the extreme. So one extreme would be, and this is where I'm not a big fan of Facebook. You can tell me if I'm completely missing, but they give you a crap ton of data that I think is just unhelpful. Mm-hmm. Helpful if you're trying to extract money from a client, not helpful if you're trying to make your funnel work. Here's how many impressions. Here's how many people walking the earth were near an ad when someone looked at it. Like all these weird numbers that look big. You're like, oh my gosh, I only spent $86, but I got a billion impressions. That doesn't mean a blessed thing. So Facebook, I mean, you can tell me, Jared, but I'll bet you there's 100 things you can look at in terms of data.
Data-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you start mixing and matching this subset combined with this set, there's probably an infinite amount. So, you know, at best, Facebook's trying their best to be transparent and give you all the data you want. At worst, they're trying to kind of look over here, right? Like a magician, look at all this stuff that's happening. And then, so one extreme is, look at all the branding and all the exposure, and this is great. And we don't look at results. The other end is what Jared said, which is, if my phone didn't ring, the whole thing's worthless. So we can't settle in the middle of, am I finding kinks in my hose and unkinking it? Or am I like, well, the sun's at this temperature and the grass is this blade and wind's a lot, you know, we're like way into the weeds, or water's not coming out, hoses don't work. Like we got to figure out how to get in the middle. So how do we do that? How do we kind of give us some KPIs that we should be looking at? And what's a reasonable expectation in terms of money? Like what should we be looking at? Now we talked about what not to look at.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I usually kind of walk through once someone is running their advertisements, the numbers that, cause like Mike shared, there's a ton, and the more advanced you are in your marketing, the more you can take those little things and do, that's big budget stuff. When we're looking at what a budget of an owner of a cleaning company looking to a local audience that they want to hit, there's really like four things you should actually care about: how much money you've spent. And then these were the two that I'll teach you. The CTR, it's called all, and CTR link click through. CTR all is when someone engages with your ad in some way. They stop scrolling.
CTR stands for click through rate, but as Jared explains it to you, you're like, that's pretty deceptive, because CTR, click through rate all, isn't really people that clicked. So just for people going, what does CTR stand for? That can be confusing. It stands for click through rate. And then when Jared explains what click through rate all is, they're like, that's even more confusing. Well, talk to Facebook, but that's right. Where we're at. Continue, friend.
Right. Yeah. You're legit. This is learning a new language at this point, because it doesn't connect over. It's like, yeah, it's like trying to learn Japanese comparing it to English. Doesn't connect over. This doesn't connect over. You're right. A CTR stands for click through rate, but it's not the click through rate that we're looking at. So it's called CTR all in Facebook. And that is if someone engages with your ad, likes, comments, stops, reads, anything like this. Keep in mind that anytime someone stops scrolling, Facebook starts a timer to know how long someone's engaging with what you're currently doing. And that allows Facebook to know, is this ad relevant or not, and continue to show it. And so
if I'm sitting on my bed scrolling through my socials and my 6-year-old starts licking my dog, and I take 37 seconds to resolve that, Facebook's going to go, boom, click through rate right there. Nicely done.
Correct. Yeah.
Just wanted to be clear.
Yeah, that's right. So the idea is, and they're using massive, you know, amount of data, because thousands of people can be seeing your and getting impression in your stuff every day. And so the idea is they're going to take the percentage of what they think that is. So what that CTR all, that should be, this is just a hard number for you, somewhere in the like a minimum of 2%. So 2% of people should stop on your ad, minimum.
And really quick, we're recording this May 2022.
Good call.
These numbers, Jared, are going to say are probably pretty good for months, if not years, but things change. Also, we are talking to owners of cleaning companies. So it's not going to be wildly different. Like it could be 0.2% for some and 38% for others. That 2% is going to be general for everybody, but all we do is owners of cleaning companies all day, every day. So as of May, 2022, that's probably going to be a dead on number. The farther away you get from this date and the type of funnel we're talking about using, the less relevant it may be. Please continue.
Yeah, exactly right. Like if I was running ads for a travel company where I could use beach and sand and these great, I just want to be there type pictures, that click-through rate is going to be higher. Or we should say the CTR all is going to be higher, because it's more likely to catch someone's attention. It's more of a broad target. Everyone loves a good beach type thing. But where you're targeting more specifically, that number is going to go lower. And where your item is not necessarily like a beach, it's going to go down a little bit lower as well. But the idea is, and kind of what we talked about before, is that there are people who are going to take action. And so the idea is you're just going to find those people that take action.
So, and again, we're kind of going to touch a bunch of stuff. Let's touch a bunch of stuff. Also is how good your targeting is. So if I'm only showing this ad to people who have been to my website, and that's a whole pixeling conversation we're going to have to get into, but there's a way you can do that. Maybe the CTR should be much higher. Again, just like you said, if I can do beaches, it might be lower, but if it's to the whole wide world, because I figure anyone can travel, pretty pictures, CTR all goes high, but general things that I can show to the world, it might go low, right? If you're showing a cleaning ad to moms that own their homes that are dual income, $150,000 income and better, that have an Amex platinum card or better, it might be higher. So you kind of got to look at this as some common sense as well as just, 2%. If that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. I would just say that 2% mark is a great benchmark for you.
Perfect.
Usually residential can get a little bit higher than commercial in those scenarios, but just know you that you're necessarily your ad isn't the issue if you're above that 2% mark. Okay. There you
go. Good point.
The next thing is the CTR click-through. So you have the CTR all, which is engaging with the ad in any way, and then the click-through. And that's usually about half. So if you have a 2%, you're looking at a 1% click-through rate. If you have a 3%, you're looking at a 1.5. If you have a 5, you're looking at about a 2.3% click-through rate. That's what you're looking for. Now, there's a lot that goes into why that number works, why that's the magic number. It has a lot to do with just is your copy resonating with the people? Are they clicking through? Is the call to action right? But if you just understand these are my benchmarks that I'm going for, then you know, because what can happen is, and this totally happens, is someone says, oh man, my Facebook ad is not working. And I go and look at it and they got a 5% click through CTR all and a 3% CTR. And I say,
it's a great ad.
It ain't here. Yeah, it ain't here. Let's keep going. Let's look down this. And oh, turns out there was a giant boulder in your website. Let's tweak those things. And then we unkink the hose and water flows.
And I think the big problem is, and I know you're going to talk about this, Jared, but a lot of people think, what else could it be? There's just the ad. If the ad, either the ad works or it doesn't, completely missing the whole, the ad got one. We think the ad's job is to like get you clients. Are you out of your mind? The ad's job is to get a click, but click to where? If it's just your website, no offense, your crappy website's like, we're the best. We clean, we don't cut corners. We clean them. Call now for a free estimate. You might as well send a monkey to the website. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. So again, I could do an ad of, you know, get your free Russian bride here, or something that I know people are going to click through. But if it's the wrong person I don't fulfill on that promise, it doesn't matter, right? If I'm advertising the best yoga pants in the world and I send them to growmycleaningcompany.com, the ad might be great and Grow My Cleaning Company might be great for the right funnel, but for the wrong people, it's going to be a 0% effort. So you... just because Facebook sent us the traffic, it is our responsibility because we get to say why they send it. Well, what's in your ad? If what your ad says doesn't match where you're sending them to, you can't be like, oh, Facebook doesn't work. No, you don't understand how marketing works. So really important. I think a lot of people just assume the ad's it. So if we got a good click-through rate, everything's working. It's like, no, the ad's working. That's for dag, I'm sure. But again, it depends what's in the ad. If I say, hey, click here for a free nickel, maybe I get a high click-through rate, but you know,
unless nipple?
Nickel, come on.
Oh, got it. Like, I wouldn't. Oh man, we're gonna have to put like the
explicit
on our podcast.
Yeah, and sadly, I don't even know if anyone would click for a free nickel over and so, but whatever the click here for free kitten video that's super cute. I can get a high click through rate, but when they go to your website, that's the wrong thing. So
yep.
Please continue, but for everyone out there listening, expand your mind beyond the ad is the end all be all. It's a great start.
Right. Yeah. No, the idea is exactly right. That this is just, you're essentially inviting someone onto a journey the second that they click an ad. So something has to say to them, yeah, I'm interested in stopping what I'm doing and walking down this new path that's been created for me and going that direction. And that's it. That's where the ad has done its job. So if we can pre-frame them as much as we can in that ad to get them ready for what's on the page for them. Usually if they're clicking something, there's something that was interesting to them. And this is important to note. We, as we interact as humans, we give people the benefit of the doubt. We give people our time. So for example, if you're walking in a grocery store and someone approaches you and starts to talk, you're going to listen to a few words that they have to say and kind of go, you know, no thanks. I'm not interested in donating to whatever. I live in Colombia. I'm a blonde haired, blue eyed man. I get approached all the time, as you can imagine.
You're obviously a millionaire. Because my virtue of being in America, homeless in Medellin, millionaire. Right. What are you going to do?
Exactly right. And so I'm always balancing that, not trying to be rude, but also not interested in what this conversation has to offer. In online behavior, the total opposite. The I don't want to be rude doesn't exist.
Nothing.
We are.
If you don't believe us, go to Twitter.
Yeah, right. We are so selfish when it comes to our online behavior of how much time we actually will give to something. Mm-hmm. So like, that's why you hear things like load time and mm-hmm. is the headlines and image, like how important that stuff actually is, because they're trying to make a decision if they're going to invest their time into you or not. So if I read an ad and kind of get engaged with it, I've invested my time. And then I click and I go over and there's something that is making me look, or it just kind of went like the messaging went backwards, which is a common problem. Like the ad transfers over and they like restart everything all over again. it's like, I'm out.
And by the way,
that decision lightning fast.
It's not just time. It's attention. So when I'm scrolling on Facebook, it's like freaking walking through a casino in Vegas. There's blinking lights and noises. And again, apparently my kids look at my dog. I got stuff going on. So when I read your ad, it may just be a word or two or an image that catches the side of my thing that gets me to peruse it with. So something catches 6% of my attention for 1 second, which that sale gets me 29% of my attention for 2.5 seconds, which gets the click. So it's not like I am reading every word and focusing, like we are going to focus on every word we write. They're not focusing on every word that they read. You got to be dealing with like the kind of reptile part of their brain that is just like, you know, snaps and reacts. You got to kind of earn not just time, but attention as well.
Right. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And so when we look at our websites and as you're listening to this episode, kind of put a new lens as you look at your website and realizing where is someone coming from when they come to my website, mm-hmm. and how am I going to interact with them at this stage of where they currently are? Because their attention is so important to us at this stage. This is why a lot of us here at Grow My Clean Company, we use landing pages for this, because we know that our ads are going to have different messaging. And so the landing page needs to match what we're doing there. So instead of just having this universal website that we run all sources of traffic to, the idea is we have like these little mini websites that we run a specific messaging to, and we allow that messaging to flow cohesively.
One of my least favorite question that probably is the most problem that I ask people, and they hate when I ask it, and it drives me nuts when they can't answer it. What happened right before they got here? So they'll send me copy, be like, here's a 10 things to pick a cleaning company. What do you think? And I'm like, who's seeing this? And what just, how did they get this? Is it on a piece of paper on the floor that they're picking up as garbage? Are you reading this out loud? Is it an ad? Is it you've got to have context. And I know the hard work of marketing is using your big brain and thinking stuff through. So I know it's no fun to be like, oh, this sounds like a lot of work. It's because it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But once you get a funnel, you know, it's a crap ton of fun is having repeatable, scalable systems that bring all the clients that you need over and over and over again. I mean, based on the work Jared does, we get anywhere between 100 and probably 350 applications for someone to talk to one of our coaches to help them come up with a plan. And obviously many of those want to work with us. And that's one funnel we created years ago that we're just tweaking, you know, obviously the ad copy changes, and that's why Jared's here, but the funnel stays the same. So I want to encourage you guys and gals. Biggest mistake is I just want to get my name out there. Second biggest mistake is I don't really understand the tool, right? I don't understand the difference between an ad and using Ads Manager. I don't know what to track, right? So I'm looking at impressions or just calls or whatever, one of the million things. And what Jared said is, you know, actual click-through rate and all click-through rate is what you can track for the ad. And then when you get to the landing page of the website, what do you want to have them happen next? So I'd say the next biggest mistake is not asking what happened before they got here, right? The ad I'm going to put on a YouTube thing where I've got 20 minutes in a video or 30 seconds is different than the ad I'm going to put on a Google search. When someone searches, what's the best cleaning company in Phoenix? That ad's going to be wildly different than the ad for someone that's scrolling through Facebook late at night. So what happened before they got here? And then what do I want them to do when they get there? And we got to dang well make sure wherever we send them to when they click the ad has a clear and compelling reason for them to take that action. So once you kind of got all those pieces, is where are they at beforehand? What message am I getting to get their attention? What message am I going to give once I have their attention? What call to action that's actually going to benefit them am I going to do? Then we can start doing outcomes. So we could talk forever, not forever, but for a long time. I'm going to wrap it here. Good news is we do 3 of these podcasts a week. I think we've got over 800. This might be number 800. I'm not sure. So if you love what you're hearing and you need more, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Everything we have there is free. It's all sorts of cool stuff that you can learn to grow. The best place to start is the online masterclass, growmycleaningcompany.com. It's totally free. It's on demand. It's amazing. It's the 5 shifts that you need to really get control of your cleaning business. And if you stay till the outro, there will be a number you can text me directly. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. All right, Clean Nation. Talk soon. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.